Hey, man.
Hey.
What's up?
What's up? Well, I got contacted on LinkedIn, probably the one platform where we do not advertise ourselves.
About the podcast?
But I don't know if it's just like coincidence or if he's actually referring to our podcast. Look, okay. Let me read this. Hey Eric, hope you're well and life is good. I'm on a bit of a mission at the moment to share my story. And
I'll stop you first. Do you know this person?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not going to give... his name's Tristan. That's all I'll give. Because if I give too much information, then our listeners will go all...
And you're not connected to him on LinkedIn.
Internet mob against him. Okay, so I'm on a bit of a mission at the moment to share my story and help other business owners through podcast. I noticed you host your own podcast. I'm wondering if we could have a chat about me being a guest on your podcast.
Wow.
So I told him, yes. Let's try and figure it out. But then I also asked, like, did you listen to our podcast? Because I don't think we talk about businesses.
I was going to say, here's the test. Here's the test. If he hears this and reaches out again.
Yes.
That should be the, sure, you can be on our podcast, but he has to get the message this way.
I don't even care if it has nothing to do with our podcast. It would be awesome just to talk to somebody. I'm so alone.
Yeah, we haven't had a guest in a while. Eric's getting a little lonely. He hates me. Yeah. So you said sure. Did he respond after that?
No. Well, I mean, it hasn't been like a week or anything. This was like today.
So is the podcast on your LinkedIn? Or you think he just searched your name somehow?
You know, I looked that up because I thought to myself, did I post this on my LinkedIn? Like, have I been like flaunting this as like a professional like qualification or like experience that I've obtained? So no, it's not there.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. I have so many questions.
Well, Triskit.
Yeah.
If you're out there.
We're already best friends. We got like nicknames for you and stuff.
You could be on the podcast. The only rule is you have to bring your own rule.
Yeah. Cool.
I'm interested. So we'll have to keep tabs on that. See if we, if we get a response.
I've also been... looking up just some of the things we talked about last episode about bringing fads into the new year. That's kind of been on my mind. And I'm kind of thinking, you know, just thinking about what's going to be created. What will last? What will not?
I saw this post because I thought High School Musical was dead, right?
Yeah.
But someone posted like, happy 15 years. And like the High School Musical social media account is like still going and like still pumping out content. They're like, we're 15 today. And I'm like... I thought it was, like, long gone.
No.
But...
as long as there will be high school and music.
The two will form a bond.
And, like, just, like, even one of those disappearing, it still has the, 50% alive, I guess you could say.
So we're going to write a musical called The Musical.
So people will be like, well, I understand high school. I don't know what this music thing that they're talking about.
Unfamiliar.
I guess that's also weird that I assume that high school would last longer than music.
Or longer than 4 years.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Well,
so... I've been in high school for 15 years.
Welcome to Taylor and Derek Rule the World. I am Eric.
I'm Taylor.
And today will be one of those episodes where we don't describe what the podcast is, because Tristan, you already know what it's about. Let's get right into the thick of things.
This week I wanted to give a shout out to, there's been some listenership in Gander, Newfoundland.
Gander?
Maybe I'm pronouncing that wrong. Gander, Newfoundland? Is it?
Newfoundland.
Maybe a Newfie will be able to, Newfoundland.
You took a gander at our listenership locations and you found one.
Coincidentally, they're in the news recently because they are sending cleanup help to St. John's for that massive crazy snowfall. So kudos.
Oh, right.
To the Newfoundlanders out there.
What was it, like 70-something
centimeters? Crazy like that. Did you see that time-lapse video of 24 hours in front of the person's door? You're like, oh, for the first half, you're like, oh, yeah, like, it's just snowing. And then it just, flashback to the last episode, it fumps down. Yeah. Literally just like...
Yeah, the weather fumped snow all over. I guess we brought fump tubes.
Yeah, I don't know.
We didn't, snow into we didn't the new decade.
Mean it to
we
come
didn't think
this
too
way.
Much about it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, what have we done?
Tristan, he knows.
Yeah.
So what have you been watching lately? Is there anything you're watching?
On TV? Or, like shows or movies?
Movies, TV, anything like that?
We watched 1917 recently.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've been catching up on movies. I was on, like, a show streak for a while there. Clone Wars. Star Wars Clone Wars. Mm-hmm. But I kind of went back to my movie binges. So All the Money in the World, 1917, Richard Jewell, Frozen 2. Deep Blue Sea 2, if you remember that movie. My
oh,
Hat
yeah.
is Like a Shark's Fin by LL Cool J. Look that up. It's one of the best things that I'm going to bring into the new decade from maybe 2 decades ago.
Wow. Okay, so we're not even...
It's
not even
like a shark's fin.
It's not even from the last decade.
No, man. That lasts forever. Deep Blue Sea 2 just came out, so...
Would you...
It's got to be good.
Recommend that I see it?
The first one.
Well, I've seen the first one.
There's a part where the guy drinks this, like, concoction. Because the first... You've seen the first one?
Yeah, it's been ages, though.
So, I guess, in the second one, again, they're trying to make sharks smarter. I won't spoil... Well, no, I'm going to spoil it. Whatever.
Sam Jackson, right?
In the first one,
okay.
Yeah. And everyone always remembers it because of that.
Yeah.
And, but in the second one, again, they're making sharks smarter, and this guy drinks the concoction that, like, they're making out of the sharks or whatever, and he starts getting attacked by chemistry. Like, all these, like, chemical bonds start showing up on the screen, and it's, like, just, I have to applaud that kind of filmmaking. Like, how can we convey to the audience that something... chemical is happening to him that is making him smarter. It's like, I know, show chemistry. Things that people recognize,
like,
as, oh, that's that stuff that I had a hard time with before.
Like A Beautiful Mind,
yeah.
All the numbers.
Exactly.
Like, how do we convey to them that he's doing math?
Exactly. Numbers.
Complicated things that they won't understand.
I hate numbers,
no.
But it seems like he has a lot of them. He must love numbers. He's very different from us.
He's not the same.
Yeah.
He's a cut above.
He's a better class. Yeah, exactly. A more beautiful class. A mind more beautiful. Anyway, so yeah, I've been watching those things, and Dragon Ball Super is on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you watched You on Netflix?
No. Actually, I don't really watch Netflix content.
Okay. It's. I would recommend it if you're into creepy serial killing type of things.
Oh. Is it about me?
No. Is that something you're into?
No, it's called You.
Oh, it's not you. Also, the...
I guess Netflix, I feel, has taken leaps forward with the whole, like, true crime stuff,
yeah.
and criminal stuff. So...
on that other note, we just started watching the Aaron Hernandez documentary.
Yeah, that's the new one, right?
Yeah.
And he's like a footballer or something like
mm-hmm,
that?
Yeah.
Well, sorry, footballer, I feel like, is the nickname for people who play soccer in Europe. So.
He's an American footballer slash murderer.
Yeah.
Sorry, was.
Yeah, so it's a documentary, you
yeah.
said, yeah?
But it's like super interesting if you like true crime stuff.
Do you like true crime?
Yeah, big time.
True crime,
that's the other thing I'm into.
Yeah, this is the theme of this episode. And all the episodes.
Another thing that we found lately was President's Choice is doing, they have like a new...
true crime drama?
No, they have this new line, and we're not even like... vegan or anything, but they have these new chicken strips that are vegan, and we'll try
cool.
them, and they're really good. So I'd recommend you try those.
Oh, so are they like, do they look, it's like, they look exactly like chicken strips.
They look like them, yeah, but they're not advertising.
Or do they come
those.
Out as like rectangles? And
they're shaped like chicken strips.
Oh, okay.
And they were pretty good. Mm. So I don't know if that's something you're interested in.
Yeah, what are they made of? If not... chicken.
I don't know, chemicals probably.
You got, being attacked by chemistry. That's
so,
what Deep Blue Sea 2 is about.
So, if you didn't notice, I just gave you a few recommendations. Did
you, the mind of Aaron something.
Yeah.
Aaron, American footballer.
Yeah.
And President's Choice.
Two.
Which is a reality TV
show
where the president, instead of that one where it's called The Apprentice, it's called President's Choice. And he decides who the next... person to be framed in the next murder cases.
Apprentice's choice. Yeah. So did you feel like you had to entertain my suggestions?
Oh, you made me walk right through it. Yes! Oh.
This is way better than I would have gave you that stupid marker.
Yeah. I like that marker.
So.
Right now I'm looking around to see where it is.
It's gone forever.
Yeah. Let's see. Did I feel like I needed to entertain your choices? Well, I did feel, yes. I'm going to just say yes. I felt like I didn't need to lie, but I had to be careful with how I responded. Because typically, I feel like, I'm someone who, like, I love film. I love media of that type. And I know that some people are very much close to certain, I guess, products of it. Mm-hmm. And so I try and, you know, walk, I tread softly because I don't want to insult anybody. Like, if someone really loves My Little Pony and they're like, hey, I'm just curious, have you heard of this? And I'm like, oh, that's the worst. Anybody who watches that is an absolute moron. And like, I mean, not saying that I reacted that way right. to you.
So but... even do you, I'd forgotten that you weren't really a Netflix guy, but do you have any interest in those three things? Like, you're probably not going to go out and buy those chicken fingers, right?
Is that why you asked about chicken fingers? You were just going all over the map.
Yeah. Am I correct in that assumption that you were like, oh, sounds interesting. But inside, were you like, meh?
You know, the fact that you didn't bring up... You said President's Choice, which narrows it down to nothing to me. Because I feel like I don't really walk by that area. Like, it's not like I always buy chicken fingers and next time I'm going to be like...
Because we don't either. We just saw them. We're like, those look good.
Hmm. Are you vegan?
No.
Oh, okay.
If you were listening 2 minutes ago, you would have heard me say that I'm not.
Yeah. But you just happen to try them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know some people who are, and so I like to sometimes try some of that stuff.
So I feel like there's a difference here, and hopefully this touches on the rule of this week, which is... What? Or should we wait?
It is how to deal with people who enthusiastically tell you that you must try blank.
Oh. Okay.
Because I have a problem where I can't...
decline.
Yeah. I'm yes to everything. Mm. Even if it's something I know I have zero interest in, I always say, oh, cool. I'll have to check that out. I'll add it to the list.
Oh, interesting.
I'll check that out. Neat. Oh, cool. So I have trouble, I suppose, being brutally honest about my tastes.
This is very important because I'm the type who I will follow up.
Okay. Because like, in a couple weeks, you'll be like, did you watch Deep Blue Sea 2? And I'll be like,
yeah. So the thing about, I'm thinking about the chicken fingers and I'm thinking about the Netflix thing. With the chicken fingers, I'm not brand loyal to anything. Okay. So like if Samara said, let's try chicken fingers, or if someone vegan came over or was coming over and I was like, what could I get? I will definitely think of our conversation, and because I have no attachments to said chicken fingers, mm-hmm. I will probably try them out. And I'll just remember President's Choice. I'll probably text you and be like, why didn't you give me more information? Like, after I listen to this podcast and get annoyed by me making all these mistakes and then realizing that Tristan never followed up with us. Anyways, so when it comes to chicken fingers, I'm not really loyal to anything. Okay. So I feel like...
Loyalty. Okay.
Yeah. Whereas with Netflix, I'm actually disloyal to Netflix.
Got you.
Because in a nutshell, I'm not a fan of their business model.
So we could say that I planned it that way. I gave you two things that you were not loyal to. Well, nothing you were loyal to, but one that you were...
One Netflix neutral and one I was actively against. Disloyal. So you picked a good example. But because I know what ground I stand on, I can explain it, I guess you could say.
So do you, when someone says a show or a movie, that if they are like, Eric is the movie guy, mm-hmm. we all know this. If we say, this thing is on Netflix, you gotta check it out. What is your response? Even if you know, you'll probably be interested. You're like, well, I'll just watch it some other format.
Oh, no. It's not even so much. If it's produced by Netflix, I will say, chances are, I'm never going to watch it because it's produced by Netflix.
So you'll have that your conversation right there.
And those who know me know, like, I go, oh, it's produced by Netflix. And they go, oh, right, you don't watch Netflix stuff. Oh, wait, but don't you watch Stranger Things? And I go, yes, but Stranger Things is like, if you don't watch it, you actually are a step behind the entire world pop culturally.
Right.
And as someone who loves film and the industry, I don't want to feel like I'm lacking something.
So
it has to break barriers.
I was going to say, it's got to be a groundbreaking Netflix thing.
And to give you an example, The Irishman I have not seen because I don't feel like that was something that was lasting. Like, I feel like in a month's time, it's, or after the Oscars, I guess, it's just gone.
Right.
Like, okay. It was more of a, like, a quick come type thing.
So you're talking loyalty and lasting impact are what you, so you, you have no problems being honest, even though you still don't want to hurt someone's feelings. If it's like My Little Pony, you're like, how do I delicately dance around this?
Like, I mean, the whole Netflix thing is a very unique thing of mine. Not everybody understands. Like, when I say the Netflix produced thing, just for the listeners, Netflix doesn't support cinematic releases. Like, they want things to release on their platform day of alone. So, like, Cineplex, I think, for Marriage Story, wanted to release it in their cinemas. And to be qualified for the Oscars, there needs to be a minimum amount. And so Cineplex was like, okay, well, we will release it for you, but you have to promise us at least 60 days so we get, like, money for it. Mm-hmm. And Netflix was like, no. Like, they wouldn't budge. They were just like, no, it comes out on this day on Netflix. So Cineplex was like, okay, well, then we're not showing it.
Oh, and, man, that's wild.
So, whereas Amazon, they will have a cinematic run before it comes out on their platform.
Right.
So that's why you see in theaters, you'll see like whatever. Anyways, so that's a weird example, but something like I don't like is comedies. So let's move into that. So it's not that I don't like them. I just won't watch them. Okay. I don't need it.
Gotcha.
Whereas a lot of people watch comedy shows. Mm-hmm. So they'll go, you should watch this show. It's really funny. Mm-hmm. And I go, but I guess I don't really have a problem just saying, oh, but we'll see. If I hear good things, I will watch it.
So I guess the qualifier of like what category it's in. But you are hearing good things from this person in this moment.
Like, yeah, it's really, if we're talking, now, are we just sticking with like TV and film? That's, or are we talking about everything?
So that is what I find 80%. Of the recommendations seem to be, that's just a random number, but all we do, I think, as a society, a lot of the time, is we talk about what we're watching, listening, reading, like we're talking about content, and content production is through the roof, and it like gives me anxiety to think about how much stuff I'm missing out on, even though it's like it's impossible to watch or listen to everything. Just pick a few things you're interested in, because you can't do it all. So mostly content, but also like food, vacation places, restaurants, that kind of stuff too, also comes into play when you're talking recommendations.
Yeah. So something that I actually do answer with when people ask, what types of things do you watch? I say, well, things that I can actually talk to others about. There are a few things that I am personally interested in, but and I feel like this goes into when people bring up this conversation of like, have you seen this? You should watch it. I want to talk to you about it. I feel like they're looking for something to like create community, I guess you could say.
Yeah, and I can agree with that because I love comedies, but the only thing we really get out of comedies is quoting with your friends.
Yeah, and I absolutely hate that. Like when, remember in The Office when?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's great. Like, let's have a huge conversation where we just refer to episodes There's of The Office.
That South Park episode, I think, with the Remember Berries. So, okay, so that's a good point. You would like it to create some sort of conversation piece or point or like a think piece of, what did this make you think? And doesn't it make you wonder? Because you can have humor, like Stranger Things
is... Wonder is a good word there.
Stranger Things is funny at times, but it also blows your mind and makes you think about the world in new ways.
If you can say like, what do you think is going to happen? Or what would you like to happen when? Why do you think this person did that? Like, I love wondering about it.
Yeah.
Instead of just watching things happen and being told.
Marriage Story is actually next on my list because a friend of mine who recently got married recommended it.
Yeah.
I'm getting married this year. And he's like, it's just watch it and I want to talk to you about it. Yeah. And we have that kind of relationship where we don't just talk about like, ha, that was funny. Cool. We have like those in-depth back and forths of like, doesn't it make you wonder and think and da da da, you know? So that kind of stuff I can really appreciate. I have a tough time saying no when everyone is giving you recommendations left, right, and center. I add them to my queue or my list, or I say, oh, neat, like tell me about that, even if I'm not interested.
So you don't know what your friend wanted to talk to you about in regards to Marriage Story? Or is he like, watch it, and then I'll tell you what I want to talk about?
Yeah, it's watch it. I don't want to tell you anything about it. Mm-hmm. Just watch it, and then we can discuss.
See, like, so Marriage Story, that was actually playing at the Independent Theater in London. So I was hoping to actually go watch it in theaters there.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm also very interested in watching it because I love Adam Driver.
Right.
So there are certain things that me personally, I will break my like Netflix rule to watch. But then I like you said, you have a hard time saying no when people say these certain recommendations. If someone were to come to me and say, watch this, I want to talk to you about it, that's precisely the type of stuff I want to watch.
Exactly.
Yeah, especially if they're these types of friends that you know you're going to have a nice in-depth. They're not going to be like, oh, hey, so you watch it? Wasn't it great?
Yeah.
Wasn't it funny when he said, it's like, ah, no, you're turning into one of them.
It was quite enjoyable. Well, see you later. But this stuff that it's like, even restaurants I know I'm never going to go to, or, you know, stuff I'm never going to listen to or watch, I just kind of like, I have the nod and like, I don't know how to... Is it like an impolite thing to be like, nah, not for me? Because like I feel like with your close friends, you can sometimes do that. But like acquaintances or coworkers, you kind of just have to say like, oh, like interesting, you know?
Is it impolite? That's a good question. I think you should at least give it a try if they're adamant.
Mm-hmm.
I actually often ask a little like a sincere question afterwards, like, okay, I know you like it, but should I really watch it?
Yeah. Because, you're right. At the same time, I don't recommend stuff to people that I don't actually think they'd like. But I think there are people out there who don't know their target audience.
Yeah.
So someone I work with told someone else I work with, they had a bunch of time off coming up and they were just gonna stay at home, and the person's like, you should travel to this place and do all this stuff.
The and destination recommendations.
And the other person is a homebody, and they were like, no, I don't go anywhere, I don't want to do anything. And they were like brutally honest, and I kind of appreciated that because it kind of ended the conversation, but they weren't just entertaining the fact of like, oh, sounds like a lovely destination. Oh, they were like, no, I don't travel, I don't like traveling, that's it. So that kind of gave me pause because I thought, geez, I don't think I'd be able to do that. Even though it kind of cuts out the BS, but I don't know if it's rude or not.
It is, depending on how you say it. You just need to be, is it tactful?
I guess.
I think that's the word I'm looking for. Where you have to, I think you said it earlier, like you appreciate how much the other person cares about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think you need to show that. And so when you bring up Netflix stuff, I'm not just like, I don't like Netflix stuff. I don't like crime stories. Like, because then you're just like, okay, well, why am I talking to you? It's just like, well, I probably won't watch it, but why don't you just tell me why you like it? Because at least I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? So if someone is super into My Little Pony, you'll be like, that's cool. I don't mind listening to you, but yeah. I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah, like sometimes I guess I do that. I just say, well, I'm probably not going to watch it, so why don't you just tell me about it?
So the other thing is that people say, if you're a fan of this, if you like this, you're then. Really going to like this.
If then.
If then. So they kind of adapt their recommendation to what you've already expressed an interest in, which I think can actually be pretty useful because I have, that's how I've discovered other new comedians or podcasts. They're like, everything is connected. This person started on this show. And oh, did you know that they were in this movie with this person? You're like, oh, I had no idea.
See, it's interesting because for movies, that hits the spot for me.
Mm-hmm.
If you like this movie, and I go, oh, I do like that movie. Well, that same person made this other movie.
Yeah.
Now, often I say that because I know the filmmakers behind it and stuff. Like, oh, it's the same writer as this movie that you really like, so you'll like it. But when it comes to shows, that actually is a downside for me. Because when people tell me about shows and they say, oh, you should watch it, it's really good. And I say this almost every month, at least. I say, well, of course it's good. That's why it's on TV. If it's not good, it gets canceled. Because so many shows get canceled.
Right.
That obviously the really good ones will stay on. Now, second, so it's like being good doesn't cut it for me. It has to be great, and not even great. It has to be like, what does it bring that's new? So Breaking Bad comes along.
Cutting edge.
Yeah. And then after Breaking Bad, you have House of Cards. You have all these other shows, Ozarks, all of that, that kind of follow the same pattern. So the thing is, a lot of people will say, oh, did you watch Breaking Bad? You should watch this show then. Mm-hmm. And I go, well, that show is popular because of Breaking Bad. And I've already seen that.
So, okay. So yeah. You kind of know the format. So you haven't watched Ozarks or...
No.
What was the second
one? Whatever the other one was.
It doesn't deserve a spot in your brain. Yeah,
House of Cards. And I knew how popular those things were, but it just didn't sit.
So I think what defines how I react is the level of passion and care that the person displays in their in their recommendation. Because so I don't really love roller coasters. If someone just says, do you like roller coasters? I say like, nah, not really for me. But if someone comes up to me, tells me all about the amazing time they had at Cedar Point, they're like, oh my gosh, we did all this stuff, it was amazing, like, you have to go. I feel okay being honest, but I feel really bad saying like that sounds great, but like I'm not really a roller coaster person, because I feel like I'm kind of crapping on something they love, even though it's just not for me.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just not for me.
You know, I feel like this comes to the relationship too. If you came to me and you said, I know you don't watch Netflix content, but, and so you start off with, I understand you.
You preface. Yeah. I understand you, but watch you.
If I came to you and I said, I know you don't like roller coasters, but I think you need to like test that rule and go to this place. Because I thought I was a man, Taylor. And I am now a man.
So you think...
After having been on this coaster.
So if you know someone well enough, you can kind of preface it with, this might be the thing that breaks it for you. This might be the thing that shows you a new light, I suppose, of that subject.
Yeah, for sure. I think, like, depending on the degree of that relationship that you have, it's almost like, I understand it, but I'm recommending it anyway. Mm-hmm. So your argument is almost invalid. They remove your argument or your defense from the get-go.
Right. A friend of mine got a car in high school, and they told another friend, they're like, look, I got a car, like, I finally get to drive around. And the other friend was like, you know, they were looking for validation. The other friend was like, eh, I don't like that car. And it's like,
you know, see, that's
this person's freedom is like, man, is a brand new thing. And the only, it was because the other person didn't like the type of car. They were like, not a good car. And it's like, that's not the point. Yeah. It's four wheels for me. So it's like, you got to find that balance of like, yeah, just because you don't like it, I think you maybe have to have the tact to say like, good for you.
I think we're getting like, I like this topic because it's really bringing my own behavior in these conversations to light and making me conscious of it. I absolutely despised Men in Black International. Like, it was one of the worst movies I've seen thus far.
I don't think I saw that one.
And like, a friend of mine, like one of the youth that comes over every now and then, she was going with her friend. She said, oh, I'm seeing Men in Black International. And I wasn't about to be like, I don't like that car. It's just like, oh, okay. Like, have you already bought your tickets? Like, you know? And she goes, yeah, we got our seats already. And I go, okay. Like, why would I rain? Like, why would I tell them, like, you're about to make a mistake? Like, right now, they don't know that it's a mistake yet. Yeah. And it might not be.
It might not be for them. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So afterwards, like, you know, whatever, a few days later, it's like, so how'd you like the movie? Like, just curious. And she was like, oh, it was really funny.
Right.
And I go, oh, so you enjoyed it? And she goes, yeah. And I go, okay, I'm glad you enjoyed it. And she's like, did you see it? And I go, yeah. And she goes, did you like it? And I go, no, to be honest, I'm a fan of the series. And I think I just expected a lot more. But I'm really happy that you got to enjoy it.
Okay.
And like, I like that. I think we need to operate in that manner. Like, it's not just about you. And I feel like a lot of people who are recommending, they want A, to be the person who like recommends it. Like,
yes.
Like, oh, I'm going into the deep dark dungeon of Spotify to pull out these weird acoustic songs that not even the algorithms find. And I'm gonna recommend it and make you a playlist so that you're like, what's this playlist? Can you share it with me? Oh yeah, my friend Eric made it for me. Yeah, he knows all the good musics.
All the good musics. And once it blows up, I'll be responsible for telling you about it.
But people are like that. And I think because you were talking about it before, there's so much content being generated that everyone is just trying to be like, what is mine? Is what I call mine good? Mm-hmm. Is it bad now because a lot of other people like it? Do I need to now change what is mine because there's so many other people who are riding it as well? And so on and so forth.
And everyone is into something different. And I think there's nothing wrong with entertaining people's suggestions, but I also think we can work on honesty too, and like, because you can stop the conversation short. It can be like, hey, have you seen this? You should check it out. Cool. Okay. Like, fine. But if it's like,
fine, have a good life.
If it's so in depth of like, here's why I like this place, and do, and like, are you gonna go there? Or are you gonna watch it? And you're like, I think we need to be okay with just, I mean, I guess me personally too, just saying like, that's not really my style. I appreciate the recommendation, but I don't want to crap on their dreams.
Okay, so we're talking about, I just want to say, so it's about these recommendations and whether you need to just be whatever, polite, however insincere you are, or is it okay to be sincere? But is it impolite? I don't think it is. But it depends on your delivery. And I feel like the way you should think about your delivery is think about the other person's attachment to it. Like, are they saying,
yes,
have you watched you? And you're like, oh, I don't even think this person's watched it.
What is it about? Or if they have, what did you think of it?
Yeah. You know? As opposed to the, oh, have you seen Marriage Story?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I like that. Two, I like the have you seen insert, and it's like, oh, they kind of piqued my curiosity. it might be a terrible movie that they're recommending to me because it's so bad. Or it might be something they love that I'm not going to like. But I kind of like those better because I feel like I'm letting people down if I don't love their recommendation.
Yeah. And I think people, so maybe that's another point. People, if you're bringing it out into the open, you need to be aware that not everybody will like it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people need to be okay with that.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's how art works. Mm-hmm. I can't paint something, put it up in a gallery and complain when people are looking at it and saying it's not for them.
Yeah, and I think, so I think that's maybe how I would round out the rule, as I would say it's okay to tell someone you're not really interested in something that they're recommending, but you can't just do that. You have to dig a little deeper and ask them questions and make sure that you're not interested. And you also have to give them a reason. You can't just not be into something.
You put it well. Do what our teachers have always told us to do. Show our work.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with, you could find some other, someone comes up to me, raves about Six Flags, and I say, here's why I hate roller coasters. And then we can have a cool debate or conversation about them. And that could lead to other things. And just instead of just saying, nope, not going there.
Yeah. I remember I had this conversation with a friend, and we were sitting in the movie theaters waiting for the movie to start, and he was like, do you know what would be cool if there was a movie about a guy who became a superhero from, like in our world, like a realistic superhero. This was before even the Marvel universe and all of that. I think it was maybe even before Batman Begins or just around. And I'm like, oh, they did that movie. It's called Unbreakable. Have you seen that?
No, but I've seen, what's the...
The Split or
Split, I've seen Split.
So,
but I haven't seen Unbreakable.
Yeah. So I go, oh, they did that, Unbreakable. And he's like, oh, what's that about? And I did not like Unbreakable, like at all.
Okay.
So, what's that about? So I'm not giving my opinion. I just say, well, it's about a guy. He basically, he's going through life. He's a security guard and... he gets in a train accident and he's the only survivor out of 400 people. And he goes to his car and there's a note under his windshield. And the note just says, how many times this year or how many times in your life have you been sick? And there's like a company name. And he goes to work and he asks like his boss. And his boss, it's a funny scene. His boss is like, I get it. You want a raise, Anyways, so... And then the guy's like, the guy who wrote the note is super fragile. Like his bones break really easily. And he goes, I believe if someone like me can exist in the world, then someone on the opposite side of the spectrum should also exist. And I believe that's you.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I told my friend. And he said like, oh, that sounds amazing.
And you were like.
And I go, oh,
because that's
glad you think so.
That's the premise he was looking for. Yeah.
So he goes home. Unbeknownst to me, he buys like the super special edition, expensive version of it, watches it. After the weekend, he's waiting for me at school and he's like, oh my God, that's like my favorite movie. Thanks for recommending it. And I'm like, I'm like, I'm so glad you like it because I hate that movie. And he got really mad at me because he's like, why were you selling me this movie if you hated it? I'm like, I just told you what it was about. I didn't want to seemed like you really wanted a movie like that. So I'm glad you enjoyed it.
If it exists in the world that there is a person who loves Unbreakable so much, there's got to be someone else on the other end of the spectrum who absolutely hates it.
That's right. 39:30.
Exactly 10 minutes later.
Okay. Anyways. So the whole point of that entire story is just that he came back to school with his super special edition DVD and he threw it on the desk and he said, I can't believe that you don't like this movie.
Mm-hmm.
You need to watch this again.
Really?
So I did him the favor. I watched it again. It's one of my favorite movies.
Really?
Yeah.
What changed?
I just didn't it was groundbreaking for the time. And it completely, came out way before all this superhero craze. Mm-hmm. There were always superhero movies, but that one was a movie that came out years and years before, it was best to be, what do you call it, out into the world. It came out too early for its time.
Okay.
So I think I just wasn't ready to, digest it. It just was something different, and I think I appreciated it more the second time.
And now you have truly become unbreakable.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so this goes to, do your work. Give it a try. Don't be a jerk who's just I don't want to do that, so, buzz off.
Yeah, you got to have a good reason for not being interested in something. And if you are, okay, fine.
Yeah.
But also, do a bit of inquiry, and you might be surprised.
And if it sucks, then the next time someone recommends something, just be like, hey, remember when you recommended that other thing and that I didn't like that you said I would?
Yeah.
Is this going to be another situation like that? And then after, the fourth, fifth time, you could just be like, you always say this, and I never like it.
Yeah, and I'm also afraid of spending my time watching or listening to something that is not going to be good, that I often draw back and really refine my choices. And it's why am I scared of watching something crappy? Mm. We've had a few movies lately where we stopped halfway and we're like, nah, let's not finish this because it's not worth it for us. So don't be afraid to try it at the same time.
Yep. So what's on your list that you'll never try?
I don't know.
You don't know? Rick and Morty, I don't know, I tried that.
I also tried it, and I liked it, but I didn't have a way to get the other episodes.
Yeah.
Just because I wasn't trying hard enough, but I liked it.
Yeah, The Office, I don't think I'll ever try. I mean, but then I've seen a lot of episodes just because I've been at so many parties.
It's just
where
on.
People are just let's watch episodes of The Office. What have I not tried? House of Cards, I guess, but that's good. Sopranos. I've never watched an episode of Sopranos.
I haven't watched Sopranos either.
Yeah. Well, anyways, yeah. But is there anything that we didn't cover?
So that's about it. I think you just gotta...
That's a good one.
You gotta either give a reason or you gotta inquire. And then perhaps you will be enlightened in a way that you never knew.
Yeah.
I'd say this is a pretty important rule. I'd say it's a maybe 2 thumbs, 8 thumbs out of 10.
Oh, yeah. 8 thumbs out
nine,
of 10.
9 thumbs?
Yeah.
9 thumbs up?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I agree. Let us know what you think. Chime in. We're on...
And if you have any recommendations for things that we should watch or eat or, or ride on.
Places we should go. You can find us on Facebook, Taylor and Eric Rule the World. Instagram, TERW Pod. Twitter, I am at Taylor Axford.
And I am at Eric Canfield.
And join us in our quest to rule the world.
My hat is like a shark's fin.
Taylor? Eric? Taylor Axford. Taylor and Eric. Rule the world?